I'll bring us in a second. All right, bud?
All right.
We keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I am joined with the one, the only, Devin Tingle. And Devin, there has been a lot of rain here in Chicago recently. I see the Stanley Cup playoffs. I see the NBA playoffs. I just saw an NFL draft happen, and Major League Baseball is in full swing, which means, my friend, we are in springtime and summer is also close, and we have been celebrating it by celebrating all the awesome teams locally here in Chicago. And Devin, we have a treat because the king, the one that wears the crown, is joining us here finally on the Sports Cubicle. What treat did you bring to us today?
Well, you know, for you, Mercado, baseball on the North Side is a fun and fantastic and magical thing. For myself, baseball on the South Side is the dreadful, most miserable time of my life here. And if we had teams like the Kane County Cougars, I'd probably go crazy because I won't be able to see a team win for once. And we're joined by the vice president and general manager. I wonder how this man sleeps with all these titles of the Kane County Cougars. He's Curtis Haug. Curtis, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Great to be on.
So, Curtis, I guess first question I got to ask here is, you've been around for a while. You've been with the Kane County Cougars for years now. I guess, what is the thing everyone can expect and you're looking most forward to about this 2024 season for the Kane County Cougars?
You know, we're looking forward to welcoming the fans back into the ballpark. We're looking forward to the new roster of players. We're looking forward to creating a great fan experience like we always do. And we're looking forward to all the great theme nights and promotions and things that we have scheduled for this year. It's pretty amazing what we've put together. And we're looking forward to the summer, you know, in baseball. What more can you ask? Sunshine, baseball, and fireworks. What more can you ask for?
Curtis, let me ask you, I'm so glad you said that, because usually that means, like you're saying, barbecues are here, families coming into town, schools out of session, and it is a great time, and it's something that we always celebrate here. But, you know, one thing that I think we also have to celebrate is the change in the game and the fan base and everything that kind of comes with a growing sport, a growing fan base, and a growing community. Has it surprised you over the last, you know, you've been with the team this whole entire, you're a fixture with the team. Has it surprised you to see the growth of baseball and not just the Northsiders or the Southsiders, but baseball all around the state of Illinois, the fanship grow, and also watching the game grow and involved in all its different ways that it has the last few years?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And, we've had a great following. We've got a great fan base here for a long time. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, baseball just it brings people together. Yeah, I don't care if you're 4 years old or 84 years old and everything in between. Baseball is just a game. It brings people together. It's a lot of fun. You know, there's so much going on here at the ballpark in addition to a baseball game that there's pretty much something for everybody, and it's really special. It's a great time of year. Everybody's got high hopes. It's awesome.
So there's a lot of Americana when we're talking about Major League Baseball and when we're talking about partners of MLB, the different affiliates and all the different towns that they call home and what we think, what we imagine. And I always say, you know, Devin, our host here, Devin, our awesome co-host, Paul Shavari, and our other awesome co-host, Dan Marver, we are very romantic about baseball. And I think it's really hard not to be when you're hearing all the stories of the players on the field, the coaches and the front office and the people that work on the field. And I think what you just said, the fireworks, and we have this imagination, this picture of it. And then I see something about atomic pork chops. When you're putting this all together, like, how much is it an entire package that it can't just be great food and great atmosphere, or it can't just be a great team? It has to all come together to make one awesome package that the Kane County Cougars are.
Yeah, there's so many things that come together, you know, with the fan experience, you know, whether it's the great food, the cold beer, the great options for food and beer, you know, all the different promotions and theme nights and fireworks shows after the games, and the kids run the bases after the game. You come to the ballpark and there's something special every game, every night. And, you know, there's new people that come to the ballpark every night. So, you know, we put on a great show each and every game, knowing that it could be somebody's first game for sure. And there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of new people in the area. We're constantly reaching out to new people. And in addition to the great fan base that we have, but I mean, it's just something special about coming to a ballpark. I mean, it's just really cool.
Devin?
Yeah. So Curtis, you've mentioned theme nights a lot here, and I'm looking on the website right now, and there's so many things. From there's Marvel night, there's Harry Potter night, there's a Squishmallows giveaway, and it looks like you're going to even have a Taylor Swift night. And I don't know if you heard this, Mike Paul, our co-host, he's already bought us all tickets for Taylor Swift night. He's a huge Swiftie.
Attaboy.
So I guess, Curtis, what are, some promotions that, you know, are your favorites or you're most excited to see at the ballpark this year?
You know, we've got a real unique one this year that we've never done before. We probably can't do it, you know, for another 20 years or however long it's going to be. But we've got Cicada Night here this year, and we're going to take the identity of being the Kane County Cicadas. We've got jerseys, we've got hats, and we are the Kane County Cicadas for one game. And it's going to be crazy. We're going to have all sorts of, you know, chocolate covered ants and cicadas and grasshoppers available for fans. And we're going to, you know, hand out fly swatters, you know, just in case they need to swat a cicada or two. It's just going to be a lot of fun. It's something different. And and with all the talk about cicadas in this area, I think it's a perfect fit. In addition to that, I mean, I can go on and on. We've got Outer Banks night. You know, we've got Bluey coming here two times.
Oh, let's
can you imagine?
Go.
I mean, Bluey and Bingo are going to be at the ballpark two times this year. And we got
that's one for each of us, Mercado.
Right. And then you got video game night. We're going to give away a PS5 every inning on video game night. I mean, we've got some great stuff. In addition to the, you know, the Taylor Swift thing and Christmas in July and Hawaiian nights and we got American Girl night here. We're going to give away American Girl dolls, and we're going to give away accessories to American Girl. We've got Build-A-Bear night out here. We're going to give away a custom Cougars Build-A-Bear to the kids. I mean, there's just so many things going on. It's a lot of fun.
Curtis, it's funny because...
Curtis, you ever need a sports cubicle night, we're always available.
hey, listen... Yeah, He can't work that much magic, okay? I mean, the Kane County Cougars do some amazing stuff, but they can't even pull that one off. Curtis,
we just have a lot of fun things scheduled. It should be, you know, there's something for everybody.
Curtis, that's one thing I want to say. There's something for everybody. So I think one thing that what I'm hearing a lot, and, you know, I've had this experience when I went to the games when I was a child, going in as an adult, that it's trying to keep up with the time, trying to keep up with people's attention. What is the R&D when it comes to behind the scenes? You've seen it all. You've come through the entire organization. You have the pedigree when it comes to players that have come through that ballpark. You have the pedigree of always coming through for the fan base. What is it like behind the scenes with the research and development of coming up with all these different analytics to see what's popping, what's not, what's lame, what's hot, what can we promote, what goes well with the team's vibe that we have this season, with the affiliate we have this season? What is it like behind the scenes to kind of pull all the, to come up with all this and then pull it off?
You know, I think it starts with, we got a great group of people here. We got a real passionate group of people that just love what they do, and that is so crucial when it comes to all this. And we're looking for things that are current, that are up, you know, that are you know, top of mind to people, and things that are going to draw people, they're going to get people's attention. And the staff here does a great job of cultivating things like that and putting them together. And, you know, and it's not just throwing out a night. You know, you got to have a playbook for that night. You got to have all sorts of things to support that night. And our staff does a great job with it. And then our food and beverage people, I mean, they're always coming up with great ideas for new food items or more, you know, some beer options. Or we're having food trucks here this year, like we've done in the last, you know, 3-4 years. Just different things that fans have, you know, that you gotta roll with the times. And, you know, food trucks are popular right now with people, and all these other, you know, theme nights like Taylor Swift and video games. I mean, that's popular stuff for people right now. And we're having an office night. Meredith from The Office will be here on that night. That'll be fun. And Outer Banks, Charlton Heston's going to be here for that one. I mean, there's just a lot of things that go into all of these nights. And then when you talk about the players, the history here, I mean, we've had guys like Kyle Schwarber, Josh Beckett, Miguel Cabrera, Nelson Cruz, you know, just a ton of guys come through here. And Wilson Contreras. I mean, there's just been a great, it's amazing the history when it comes to players over the years that have come through here.
He is the vice president and general manager of the Kane County Cougars. For one night only coming up later on this season, the Kane County Cicadas. He is Curtis Haug. He is joining us today on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I'm joined with Devin Tingle. And Curtis, we've been previewing this entire spring heading into the summer, the awesome baseball in the north side and south side of Chicago when it comes to the fan bases, whatever the results may be on the field or off the field. But one thing I know you're keeping your eye on is what does happen with the pro sports teams in the city of Chicago, the entertainment district of Chicago, because you guys are presenting not only a quality sports product, but an entertainment product. And you've also heard a lot of talk about stadiums, brand new stadiums. And a concern we've heard about the beloved Chicago Bears is if they went to Arlington Heights, they won't be able to claim the Chicago area. They'll be playing in Arlington Heights. And we all know there's a bunch of science and data that's been pointed out that how many teams don't actually play in the city that they're named after. But Kane County itself calls themselves, they claim an entire county, you know, as the name shows, but they also, you guys have also forever have ingrained yourself in the city of Chicago, all sides of the suburbs. While there's been awesome growth and competition of other affiliated baseball teams around the city, how have you guys been able to do that? Because we always hear arguments from certain people saying you have to stay there, you have to be here in order to take advantage of that fan base, that demographic, that the geographical area. But you guys have done a great job. The Kane County Cougars have done a great job of ingratiating yourselves with the Chicagoland area and Kane County and everything surrounding it. How have you been able to pull that off?
You know, I think when we first started, we really pioneered minor league sports in the Chicago area. When we first started back in 91, there was no other minor league sports teams here. And we pretty much were the first minor league sports team, regardless of being baseball, whatever it was, hockey, lacrosse, we were the first. And we attached ourselves to a major market like Chicago. No other minor league team had ever done that. And we proved to be very successful with that. And then all of a sudden you had the Chicago Wolves, and then you had all these other minor league sports teams kind of follow suit. And that was pretty amazing back then, because I grew up in this area and nobody even heard of minor league sports. You know, all we knew was the Cubs, the Sox, the Bears, the Bulls, the Blackhawks. We didn't even think about minor league sports. That was something for, you know, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, or, you know, places out in the country, that Clinton, Iowa, or whatever it might have been. It was just amazing. And since then, and then I don't know if you remember this, but in 1994, there was a baseball strike. Mm-hmm. And in 1994, late in the summer, there was no place to go for baseball. The Cubs and Sox fans and all those people, they had no place to go. And you know what? They came here. And it kind of put us on the map in the Chicago, you know, area itself. Not just out here in the suburbs, but in Chicago, we had Cubs and Sox fans coming to our ballpark during that strike to get their fix on baseball. That was huge. And since then, we have just taken off, and it's what's amazing is we've kept it consistent. You know, we haven't had this honeymoon period. We have grown, and we continue to grow, and we continue to put smiles on people's faces. We continue to create memories, and the fan experience here is second to none. I'm not kidding. It's second to none. It's a very special place. And we just continue to keep that good reputation and good image in the Chicago area. And we're just thankful for all the people that support us.
Dev?
Yeah, Curtis, the Cougars have been around for, you know, it's amazing when you say that too. And there's been so many players, like you mentioned, that have gone to the pros here. Is there anyone currently on the team that, you know, you're saying, you know, we should keep our eye on that guy. He's going to be something someday.
You know, we're still, the roster's still coming together. We'll know more in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, at this point, we've got a really good pitching staff. We've got some guys that, you know, have a lot of potential. The position players are still coming together. But, you know, we'll see. I'll know more in a couple of weeks on that.
How long does it take, or how much communication is there between agents and other MLB teams themselves and the coaching staff when it comes to building these rosters? I think that's something that, you know, we're all interested in, but we do, like you said, we get our fix when it comes to the Adam Schefters or the agent Rojanowskis when it comes to those sports. But when it comes to fixtures like King County, how much is there communication between all the different levels and even outside sources when building these rosters?
There's just the main communication, I would say, is with agents. Agents are always, you know, we're always reaching out to them. They're reaching out to us. They've got a stable of players that, you know, need a place to play. And, you know, and it's just, that's probably the biggest thing. And our skipper, George Samus, he's the guy that does a lot of the player procurement, most of it. I mean, probably 95% of it. And he does a great job. He's got a lot of connections. He's been around a long time. He's got a lot of success in St. Paul, particularly, for many years. They actually retired his jersey there. He's great at putting together the roster, and it takes time. And he's mainly dealing with agents and scouts and people like that. And it's pretty amazing how it all comes together. And then, you know, off we go on May 14th with our first home opener.
Curtis, we could do this all day, so I know you're super busy. I'll leave it for Dev to give us the final question because you've been so awesome, and I know everybody's excited to get out to the ballpark. Dev?
Yeah, Curtis, I know they're going to – one night this season is going to be the Kane County Cicadas, but this is something I have to know. Where did the Atomic Pork Chops come from?
That's a great question. You know, I don't know if you know this, but down the road, we have Fermilab. It's a world-renowned place. You know, a lot of scientific experiments and things like that to go on there. It's called Fermilab. And our most signature popular sandwich over the years has been our pork chop sandwich. Delicious, huge pork chop, 10-ounce pork chop barbecue. So we thought, let's combine the two. You got this great pork chop sandwich and you got Fermilab. Let's call it the Atomic Pork Chop. And, you know, it's not just the barbecue sauce anymore. Now we've got Atomic sauce and we've got all these different sauces that we put on it. Sure, you have to sign a waiver on some of them, but it's pretty cool how the Atomic Pork Chop has taken off. And I'm telling you, if you're ever here at a game, you got to try one. They're delicious.
All right, so a peek behind the curtain. One of our awesome co-hosts, Paul Shivari, he couldn't be here today. But one of the things he wanted to make sure, besides a very important, you know, culture talk and baseball talk, is that we needed to know about the Atomic Pork Chops. So we did it, and it is a mainstay. So great baseball, great atmosphere, great food, and a great organization with awesome people being led by the vice president and general manager of the Kane County Cougars. He is Curtis Haug. Thank you so much, Curtis. This was an absolute pleasure. And, you know, for everybody listening, we know how much of a fixture, like you said, Kane County Cougars were when I was growing up, when the internet was, everything was the internet, trying to get your scores, your box scores and everything. That was one of the logos that was up there, right there with the Chicago Fire, right there with the Chicago Bulls. When the sky came in, it was one of those teams that was right there that people followed, and it has stayed true to this very day. And we are so excited for what you guys have to do. So, Curtis, any final words for your people here in the Chicagoland area?
Just, hey, we're looking forward to a great season. And we're looking forward to some great nights here at the ballpark. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. Come out and see us. And again, it's, you know, it's just a great place. It's just a fun place. It's very special there's something for everybody here. And we look forward to seeing you at the ballpark. That's for sure. And we appreciate being on the show. And hopefully you guys will get out to the ballpark. Just let me know. We'll get you hooked up out here for a game on one of the Atomic Pork Chop nights or on Kane County Cicada night. That would be a fun one too.
So you
just let me know. But again, thanks guys, and thank you fans. We look forward to seeing you at the park.
You guys are a world class ran organization, a fun time, and right here in the Chicagoland area. Anybody listening to us nationally, if you need a reason, not that you need any to come to Chicago, but you must this summer, check out our friends over at the Kane County Cougars. And our friend, vice president and general manager of the Kane County Cougars, Curtis Haug, joining us today on the Sports Cubicle. Thank you so much, Curtis. Thank you so much, buddy. We got more coming up next here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. He's Devin Tingo. We're here on WCPT 820 AM Chicago.